3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. I will be reading this post on this subreddit. So it is called My Wife Who Is 39 Years Old. It is called My Wife Has Been Begging on the Street. We make over six figures combined. So the guy is 31 years old and the wife is 30 years old. So let me read this post. I found out by actually seeing her myself as I drove through an intersection today. She said it was the first time she's done it. I don't know if I believe that. I only saw her because the power went out at my office, so I left early to finish at home. Who knows if she's been out there other days while I'm at work. She's given a few different explanations. She just wants to make some extra spending money. She wanted to empathize better with homeless people by stepping into their shoes. It seemed like an interesting thing to try, and that she was bored. That she really wasn't thinking at all. It was totally random. The first one doesn't check out at all. Like I said, our incomes come out at over six figures combined, even after taxes. We're not hurting for money at all. Our finances are shared. I looked over everything and there's nothing out of place. She's not squandering money. I've seen a record. She also isn't hiding losing her job or something. There's simply no need to try to make extra cash. Plus, even if there was, why would posing as a homeless person be the first idea that comes to mind? Doesn't make any sense. The rest of her reasons don't sound like real reasons to me. I cannot come up with a single reasonable explanation for doing this. If I try to talk more, she repeats one of the things above. Don't know how to break through that. Really confused and disturbed right now. No, she's never done anything else like this. Any ideas? How do I figure this out when she just brushes it off? TLDR, my wife was posing as a beggar on the street with a sign asking for cash. She won't explain why. In general, I feel that your wife has a lot of issues. I noticed a lot of red flags with your wife. You shouldn't ignore the red flags. From this post, I learned that this is nothing new. People could be very theatrical for doing stuff like this. I just feel that you can't always believe people who are too theatrical. You know what I mean? Just because it's common, I just don't think it means that it's normal. Posing as a homeless person is not the proper way to make money. People could pretend that they are homeless. She definitely needs to seek some type of help. Some professional medical help. I feel that she's crying for help. If she is someone with a job and she's doing stuff like this, I feel that there's a possibility she could get fired. As a self-employed person, no one would work with her again. I would feel the same way if I found out that your wife did something like this. I know that this is a stressful situation and you just don't want to lose your wife. And you just have to get to the bottom as to why your wife is doing this. At the end of the day, scamming people is wrong. The idea of scamming someone is wrong. I lose respect for people who find it right to scam people no matter your economic status. I don't care how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter. It reminds me how many YouTubers do this shit. I remember that there were YouTubers who were promoting the cryptocurrency scam. I'm glad that I did not fall for it because it just didn't look real to me. It didn't look honest at all. There are a lot of them who were doing this. I don't care about the influencer thing because I have seen enough foolishness from these young bitches. These bitches have a lot to learn. I read this reply in this post. Someone said, I had high school friends who would do this. They were pretty well off, but would scab people from anyone walking by. They said they needed bus money usually, but they would make $100 easily a day and would go shopping with it. They loved scamming people because it meant they were smart. Based on the reply, and that's what it said, I can't say that I'm surprised, but it's sickening. I'm surprised that these kids were not handcuffed and no one did anything about this. A high school student scamming people and pretending that they're unfortunate is very disgusting to me. It's very deceitful. Why would you get a good job while you're in high school? Maybe these people did this because their parents did not want to give them money. Their parents did not like being relied on, or they cannot help them that much. Overall, if these kids cannot accept it, then that's their problem. I don't have a solution for these kids since they want to scam people. For the person replying to this, I just hope that you are not friends with these people because what they did was wrong. If scamming people was a full-time career, then their source of income should be shut down for good. I mean, that source of income. Scamming people is a crime. This is similar with PayPal because I remember seeing the types of posts and accounts when they promised that they would turn this amount of money to a large amount of money on Instagram. Someone says, "You pay this amount and I will give you the bigger amount than what you paid for." That's a scam right there. It's wrong to take advantage of people who are not homeless, especially when people are vulnerable. Over what your wife is doing is robbing people off of their hard-earned money. Your wife needs help. The issue is that she has a problem, and I find it very real. I find her behavior very strange. It's very odd to me. We have to take care of our own mental health. Our mental health is one of our main priorities. She needs to get some professional help. Someone can evaluate what is going on with her and how she needs to be helped. I don't know what caused her to do this, the idea of begging people on the street, scamming people who are not actually homeless. I don't know if she's stressed out. I don't know what kinds of issues she has. Some people were speculating that she has bipolar disorder. I'm not a medical professional, so I can't speculate what she exactly has. I feel that she's used to fooling people around and thinking that she can get away with it. We never know what kinds of tricks she has under her sleeve. Someone said this by replying to this post. I feel that she's doing this because she wants to live a particular lifestyle so she can make extra money. To me, that is greed. However, what she is doing is very shitty. I feel that she has an issue with money. Maybe because she's not happy with her job. She's not the first person to have a problem where people do extra things because they're not happy with their current career paths. Your wife needs some mental health support. Overall, you need to get transparency from your wife. I have a feeling that she could be doing something shady, possibly fraud. Who knows what she could be doing behind the scenes? I feel that she could be stealing money from others. I don't know if you have been oblivious to the stuff she has been doing. Of course, she has been caught by you. It's very clear that she has been begging on the street several times. I hate to see people beg on the street, let alone your wife. I can imagine a number of things she could be doing that are untrustworthy. You said that she is a financial consultant. She sets her own hours. She is self-employed. If she can make a huge fortune out of this, why is she begging on the street? It doesn't make any sense to me. If she's doing this, there is a possibility she could be wearing homeless clothes to make it seem that she's homeless. Some people were speculating that she's a prostitute. I feel that prostitutes are unfortunate because they don't have a legitimate job. I mean, a legal job. Does that make sense? It's a well-known fact that prostitutes are very untrustworthy. I feel that she's doing this because she's trying to achieve something out of this. There's a possibility that she makes extra money on things she does not want you to know about. There could be a time when she's actually lying to you about the money she's making other than being a financial consultant. I don't think that your wife is being honest about why she's begging people money on the street. It's very sus to me. Hopefully she's honest with her intentions and she does need help for sure. You need the truth from her. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.